Blog Talk Radio.
This is a topic that I talked about. I don't like talking about it on podcasts. I know people can hear me, but it's a fact going on in my life. I have been not any, unfortunately, the topic of this show is black on black crime and mentally deranged people targeting me for jealousy. Take advantage of me. To hurt me, jealousy, and to take advantage of me. You know, it's really sad that I don't like talking about this topic. I like to talk about the positive situations, but my life has been too painful. So I have to. It's the truth. You know, I talked about it a lot because, you know, awareness of the topic has to be exposed to the world, because I think some people probably are going through the same thing I went through. Now, I'm going to talk about each topic for what it is. First is black on black crime. You know, first of all, while, you know, in the 21st century, well, African-Americans have made tremendous strides, and as an African-American, I look at, you know, other blacks, et cetera, as people who are just as equal as whites, and in 21st century, any issues, past issues related to, you know, feeling and, you know, crime, discrimination, so on, should be a thing of the past. And it is. We have a first black president, Barack Obama, who I voted for. I mean, there's tremendous strides. But for me, in general, unfortunately, just like on other African-Americans who experience this, I haven't had as much strides as perhaps other African-Americans who try to get to the mainstream. One of the reasons why is because I was subjected to a situation where other African Americans wanted to hinder my potential, or harass me, or target me for criminal ulterior motives. Again, I have had some really bad experiences with other African Americans, such as fraud, harassment, stalking, and so on. I mentioned in the past that I had these African American men and women, including others, who were jealous because I owned a little condo and it was not that big of a deal, and they stalked me for 18 years over it. And I was also subjected to near-death experiences, fraud, and so on. Violence, etc. And I had to, while I'm open-minded to all people, truly, I had to keep away from dangerous, bad African-American men and women who targeted me. Even from my hometown of Buffalo, I learned as a kid that living in a ghetto that I had to keep safe. It is no, not only in my life, but I also looked at my family's life. You know, my two nephews were murdered from black on black crime. There was some cousins were murdered because of black on black crime. My aunt was murdered because of black on black crime. It is an epidemic in some terms, but I want to reemphasize, as I've written in books and so on, that most blacks do not hurt other black people, you know, who learn to be civilized, and there are a lot of black people who are not like that. But unfortunately, I'm one of many who, to some degree, who have suffered from it. These African Americans were jealous of me. They violated my constitutional rights. They stalked me. Recently, one African-American woman threatened to kill me because I was getting a college degree. So I had to keep safe. and I have the, you know, LAPD and so on, and live in a safe area. I mean, I had to keep safe from these individuals. They were perpetuating these are stereotypes that are bad stereotypes that they were perpetuating. Evil, live in the ghetto, can't do anything but involving drugs, and all they know how to do is steal, rob, commit fraud, hurt, kill, harass other African Americans. And I'm no exception. I even had these individuals even said they made money off my music through ID theft and fraud. I don't know, but I have to file a lawsuit. They were giving my songs to rappers and R&B in the music industry, trying to prevent me from being in the music industry and taking advantage of music, or trying to make me do it as a hobby instead, being intellectual. So in other words, they really are making a huge emphasis to destroy me and take my dreams because of their jealousy and their mental illness. They're mentally ill, and they're dangerous. And I wanted to reemphasize, this is not, and their response to what I'm saying in this broadcast would be racism. This is not racism. This is a fact of life. You got to be an idiot, a black hoodlum who'd sell drugs or do illegal things, who was in prison, want to come over and try to target me or hinder me or try to destroy my life because they can't take responsibility for their life. Safe. These black hoodlums should have been put in prison. But at the same time, there's good and bad in everybody. For me as African American, I ain't going to go to no other African American who's trying to succeed or who has potential, who's intelligent or whatever, who wants to go to college, and try to stop them from succeeding. I would be an evil, dangerous person. And these what these individuals have done to me since I was on votes. Still coming, driving in the cars, coming over near me after all these years and saying making money off some music. I don't even believe one shit because they're delusional and they're mentally ill. But if they are, they committed a felony because they can't use my name or use my song, and it will be in the court of law. But it's not just this. It's not just African Americans. I suffered bad experiences from also racism from white conservatives. There's a man who's conservative, who was a Trump supporter, who do not want me to live here. So I didn't suffer for just black-on-black crime. I suffered from racism. Since I happen to be liberal and African-American, he does not like me. So that man is mentally deranged. He's not caught up with the 21st century either. So I had to protect myself from people who are white, these individuals are Trump supporter or Latin supporter, because he cannot accept the fact that I'm living in the 21st century. But that is what I dealt with. I dealt with people who are mentally deranged and dangerous. And it's not fair for me to deal with that. Again, I mentioned those allegations that they trespassed into my home. I mean, black-on-black crime is no excuse. And the last thing I'm going to say on black-on-black crime, and I'm going to talk about it again because it happens to a lot of African Americans. It is no laughing matter. It is wrong. It is atrocious. These black men and women who targeted me over there from Vols, Orlando, or from Buffalo or so on should not be walking the streets. They are too dangerous and mentally ill. I hope that they understand this. But, again, I didn't suffer from just black crime. I suffer from racism. A Trump supporter who did not want me to live in this city, who think it's conservative, which it's not. L.A. has never been a conservative area, nor has California. I had to protect myself through knowing that the laws about racism is wrong, racial profiling. He made up stories that I was a drug dealer and so on, which I'm not. And that is wrong. He's a dangerous person. And individuals who these other individuals who are not African American who has made suggestions or said things that they stole or used my material from looking inside my home. I repeat this all the time, obsessively, because of their gossiping. It is illegal under law. You can't look in someone's home without my permission. And you can't listen to my conversation inside my home either, or anything else. Again, I live in an area, place where anything goes with these individuals. And this is not right. A psychopath pervert should not be living around other people if they can't respect boundaries. They are uncivilized. And, you know, I have to keep safe. And, you know, it is my goal to sell my home or perhaps find a situation. Because I did involve the LAPD in these situations. Because I want to keep safe. I mind my business and I'm stabilized and civilized enough not to do anything that is antisocial. I mind my business. I don't harass people because I'm jealous. I don't steal or anything. And with these individuals, so some of these individuals call me a role model. And I do not want to be a role model to a dangerous hoodlum. Anyway, the other situation in general is these people, regardless of color, I have dealt with mentally deranged individuals. Now, they come over to my home thinking, I'm going to be out blunt. I'm blunt because I'm tired of listening to this when it comes to me. So they want me to be I'm a leader. Or they want me to go to the San Fernando Mental Health Center because I work there and so on. I was a counselor in the past. I do not want to be a counselor anymore. I do not want to work there anymore in any way, shape, or form. I'm not going to be a volunteer, etc. I'm not going to be over there ever again. It's a long time ago. But for others who wants to go over there, if they want to work in psychology, then go for it. I mean, for me, it's over. I have to move on. I have to move on with my life. They have to move on. I'm tired of them mentioning it and coming over here. That is over with permanently. But these mentally deranged individuals got angry because they don't like me trying to succeed. Again, it includes the African Americans and the whites, etc. They did not like me trying to go to college. They did not like me trying to make music. Back with my music, they want to take advantage of me. Again, a fraud and forgery is illegal. I had to protect myself. Again, I do not want to be harassed by these deranged, mentally ill individuals because they don't like me trying to succeed and they don't even know me, or because, you know, of crazy situations. First of all, I'm repeating again, black-on-black crime is wrong. If you don't like me trying to succeed and you're a hoodlum, a drug dealer, a con artist, whether you're from my hometown or from the area, you are a deranged person. You should not be walking the streets. You should be in a mental institution or prison, and that's exactly where they're going sooner or later. If you're a hoodlum, deranged individual coming to my home saying they want me to be a counselor and they're angry because I don't want to go over there and be a leader, then you need to go to a psychiatrist or a prison. Because harassment, because you're trying to undermine my potential, just simply I'm going to college or simply trying to be a law-abiding citizen is not fair to me. If you can't follow the law or take responsibility for your own life, don't look at me to do it for you. As I was told, I have to take responsibility for my life by taking action to take care of myself. And I cannot deal with mentally deranged behavior from individuals who I don't know or hardly know, who don't want me to succeed or who trying to take advantage of me. And it's not fair. You know, it's really not fair for me to deal with this. You know, it's really a sad thing. I had suffered a lot, but in spite of it all, I'm inspired to continue to be positive and do the right thing despite what has happened to me currently and in my life. I had tremendous strides to try to do what is right, and that's why I tell the truth in these broadcasts and talk about these issues, because they were too serious enough for me to not ignore. And it's important for me to bring it out, because it does happen where individuals, regardless of color or background, have targeted other individuals who are trying to, who have gifts like me, or who have ambitions, and they, because of jealousy, they were jealous of me, and they're trying to stop me from succeeding, which is not fair. And if I fail, then they will be happy. So one day at a time, I'm going to try to do the best I can and continue writing and playing. I am an open-minded individual, but I'm not an open-minded individual to letting dangerous people into my life. These individuals come from places and act like places or things that are dark and dangerous, and that's totally the opposite of where I come from. So if they are a black a criminal who target other black people, they should not be walking the streets. If they are a Trump supporter, fine. But if they are racist and targeting me simply because I live in a building next to them or so on, and they don't like, you know, they want, or they want a conservative area, and they don't like blacks living there, that's not right. That's racism. That's against the law. This is a very liberal area. Whether it's the San Fernando Valley, Hollywood, West Hollywood, has been for years, and it still will be. And I think that it's not fair for me to be subjected to that either. It is not fair for me to be subjected to mentally deranged individuals who are trying to hinder me or come to me angry because I don't want to work at the San Fernando Mental Center. I'm no longer a counselor anymore. They have to move on. It's not fair. That's deranged. It's important that I talk about this because other individuals have been targeted as well, and I have to keep safe because there are individuals in the society who have nothing but the worst intentions. They go after the goody two shoes or the people who are inspired to make music or to go for their dreams. And it's not fair for people who wants to better themselves or try to do the right thing in their lives to be harassed or targeted for evil intentions by deranged, dangerous individuals. And I, unfortunately, am one of them. So as someone who's been targeted by perpetrators of mental derangedness and evil intentions, I say that important tool and important wisdom to note is that I'm going to continue to go for my dreams and make the best out of what I got. Because I do know that in this area in the 21st century, which a lot of things have progressed, I also know that they have a disease called COVID-19, which reminds me I have to keep safe and sequester myself so I don't get that deadly disease. And to try to appreciate whatever I have, because life is too short. It's too short for people to be targeting me over crazy, silly things when they should take responsibility for their own lives. Won't they go to college themselves? Won't they make their own music and start trying to hinder me or trying to undermine my potential? Thank you from Dove Knight.